Labor and technology. Labor. Reducing labor costs may require some preventive investments for training, worker safety measures, and organizational system redesign. Better trained workers may be more efficient and may provide better and more knowledgeable service. Cross-training workers in several jobs can allow for the supply of labor to meet the current demand. Training and equipment for safety can reduce risks, insurance costs, and legal liability. Workers who are capable of making empowered decisions may require less supervision. Automation and information systems can also reduce the total workforce, but the cost of the equipment needs to be justified. Technology. Ensuring that the benefits of any new technology exceed the costs includes clearly stating the capabilities the system should provide, getting executive support, critically questioning whether the underlying process can be improved, fully understanding what the specific provider's technology can and cannot do, and investing in training and change management to ensure that the culture is ready to adopt the technology and has the skill base to use it. That is, it is not just an investment in technology, but also in people and processes. Information technologies must also provide on-demand accessibility for all legitimate users, be relevant to the decisions being made, and be accurate, timely, and easily transferable to other locations and participants. It is important to invest in data quality initiatives. Poor data is a common reason for poor confidence in the system.